Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thanks again. Good evening, good morning, wherever you are across the globe. This is Dr. Sharon Johnson, and you are welcome to the Moment in Motivation. Thank you. Today, I'd like to just introduce you to another topic. I'd like to talk about what are you putting off? You know, 2018 has been a great year for so many, and for some, it's probably not the best year yet. And I say probably not the best year yet because it's such an amazing, amazing time for us to take, just grab the opportunity to start all over if we have to. I was talking to someone today, and one of the things we talk about is experience. You know, when we look back at the years gone and look at what we hope to achieve, we sometimes can look at some good experiences and some bad experiences. But, you know, my mentor, John Maxwell, tells me that experience is a great teacher. But it's not so much the experience that is a great teacher, it's the evaluation of the experience that makes it the better teacher. So today, when I'm looking at and coaching and speaking and training and working with executives or whether I'm working with the youth in the community, people are always putting off things. So why do we put things off? What are you putting off? And I love how Valerie Burton puts this in her book and The Valley Coach, that when we think about the things that we have to do, and sometimes we say, oh, we're just in the right place in our life, and we are just doing things that we're fine, we're just fine. But, you know, Roy Rogers says, even if you're on the right track, you will get run over if you just sit there. You will get run over if you just sit there. And I'm just wondering, are you sitting on the track today? Are you just sitting there? Because even we're thinking of some things that we want to consider in our life as we go on. One of the things we want to do is know that instant gratification of conveniences such as emails, and we get those all the time, the text messages, and we find all those things that could stimulate our brain. Oftentimes, we get into these situations where these are stimulated. And we just have to break that procrastination. So listen, I'm not going to think, tell you I'm perfect, but procrastination is a killer of time. My grandmother says it over and over. Break your procrastination. Even these are projects. You know, we have all these projects to do. Break them into bite-sized pieces. You know, and to allow yourself to feel that you're making progress. Sent an email to someone, and I shared today that you just got to just take small bites. Small bites and chew slowly sometimes to really enjoy it because we spend so much time putting off things. So what are you putting off today? Or what have you been putting off over and over? Maybe it's just something small, you know, some little necessary actions that we got to take care of time to time. Because a lot of times, you know, that procrastination is one of the biggest causes of stress in our life. Here at Cultivate, we spend time training and coaching and mentoring and working with folks in the schools and getting people back on track. And everybody says it. There's something. There's so many things. There's something that every day I know. There's something that I got to do. There's something that needs to be done. And sometimes it's not like it's anything big. It's not even something difficult. But sometimes we make it so difficult in our minds, and as a result, we just can't start. Like, it's just so difficult. We just don't start, right? And so what we do is that we just do everything else that we can think of doing it. We just move around it. Like my husband sometimes, he'll tell me, just do it. Do it and be over with, right? Can you imagine? I have someone telling me, just do it. And you know, I'm preaching to people, just do it. But it happens to all of us. Hey, it happens to the best of us, right? Thank God I've got him to constantly keep me back on track. Just do it, right? Because we just move around it. And here's a serious thing. Perhaps you're even procrastinating right now. We're human, right? And so procrastination drains our energy, and it just wastes so much precious
time. If you're like me, I speak, I write, I train. That is my story, and I'm sticking to it. Now, let me just pause and say to those of you who are listening to me, this is Dr. Sharon Johnson with Cultivate Leadership Training Academy, doing international work, local work. If you're ever looking for a speaker to come in and speak with your team, surely connect with me at drsharonjohnson.net. And just remember, you find the best time for you, right? Napoleon Hill says that procrastination is the bad habit of putting off until the day after tomorrow what should have been done the day before yesterday. I love it. Every time I read Think and Grow Rich, I think about that term, and it's almost like saying, putting off the things that need to be done today, right? And just waiting for the last minute. So here's a couple of things that I just want to challenge you to focus your energy and do what just needs to be done. It's really like two antidotes for procrastination is to drop the goal or project and don't do it, right? Or exercise some discipline and just go ahead and do it. Which one are you going to choose? You know, when you think about the whole process, which one would you choose, right? And then sometimes I've seen over and over where procrastination is a sign that you don't want to or need to do something that you're like, oh, my God, I really have to do it, right? And in which case, option one becomes a good option because what you do with option one, you just drop it. Just don't do it, right? That's option one. But let's think about it. At other times, yeah, procrastination is a sign of perfectionism. Sometimes it's a sign of stubbornness. Sometimes a lack of self-discipline. And all of which we have the power to change. We can change that over and over, right? And so that really leaves us an option two, right? Because option two now is the best choice to exercise some discipline and just go ahead and do it. It's interesting. It's really something else. We all fall trap of that. But don't make the task or the project a big deal. And I think what happens sometimes, we make it such a big deal and we just don't, you know, just the fear of doing it. So what is it that we need to do? You know, we just don't have to. Don't wait for inspiration. Just start. I tell my clients, just start. Just do it. You don't have to feel like you're doing something to do it. Sometimes some of us, we just want to be in control of the moment and feel like we're doing it, right? Because there are many, many times in the process of starting that there's a mood that develops. There's something that happens when we get started. You know what I mean? You know, you have something to do, and you're like, okay, I can't do that now. And sometimes you have to rev yourself up to do it. And the minute you start doing it, here goes the vibes, right? And you're like, whoa, this is cool. I should have done this before. I didn't know I would even feel so good doing it. So just start doing it. That's the bottom line. And you know what? Even if it doesn't feel like it, you know, there's a relief that comes after completing a project you've been dreading, and it's just, oh, let me just do this, right? So here's my challenge to you today. Stop procrastinating. Get it done. And if you have a piece of paper, grab a pen and paper and just write this down. Whatever you've been putting off, how could you break the task into manageable pieces? Take a note of that today and then ask yourself, what step will you take today? Maybe you can even write down the date that you want to cross this item off of your to-do list. So this is the moment in motivation and inspiration. This is Dr. Sharon Johnson. I am always trying to find a way to help you maximize your potential. Remember, either you're on the right track, you will get run over if you just sit there. So why don't you stay beautiful, stay fabulous, stay motivated, know that you are desperate, know that you are destined with a purpose through faith. All right? Thank you so much.